Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, you're listening to Transformation with Daniel Romer. C'est Transformation avec Daniel Romer.
Welcome, welcome on to Transformation. This is Daniel Romer. I am so sorry about the technical difficulties, but I'm glad we are finally on the air. Thank you for being with us in Transformation. As usual, when we bring you Transformation, we talk about something to help with self-transformation. And today will not be any different. Our question for the night is, restrain. Do you restrain your creativity, or is it even possible? So this is what we will be talking about tonight. What is creativity? Many descriptions exist, but those, one of them is the one that we will be looking at tonight. It's the ability to transcend ideas, roles, patterns, relationships, or create meaningful new ideas for interpretation, imagination. Our regular listeners know that we always seek and present avenues to help in self-transformation. Creativity could be one of those avenues. And tonight, we have with us on Transformation, it's really a great honor to receive an amazing artist, a person who has been expressing his creativity in many ways to bring us those great paintings and pictures, depict very much into the life of the population of Haiti. And we also look at a lot of sensibility and an eye for color when he's doing those painting on the lives of Haitian and others. A person who always have a warm smile at every meeting for me. Please welcome Mr. Carl Gregg. He's an extraordinary artist and is here with us on the air. And I'm saying hello, Carl. Thank you for being with us.
Hi, Daniel. Thank you so much for having me. The pleasure is all mine, as usual. To be part of whatever you're taking.
Thank you so much. And thank you for hanging out with me, even though we have all that those problems, those technical problems. So I appreciate that.
You know how it is. The internet, you know, those things happen. It's normal.
Yeah, that's
no problem.
True. So today we're talking about creativity. Before we get into our question, I would like to have a chance to find out a little bit more about you. I know a lot of people are very aware of your work, but tell us, what is exactly was the beginning of this journey for you? When did you actually start painting, and when did you find out that that was one of your loves?
Well, it's thank you for the question, and again, thank you for having me, Danielle. Well, you know, creativity is something that... I essentially believe that it's is a function of your environment. Of course, some of us, we do have what we call talent, but talent is something, as you know, that can be cultivated. But the creativity, I think, really comes from your environment because, and someone said that an artist is a reflection of its environment, and I'm a strong believer in that. I remember when I was very young, when I say very young, maybe I was 9 or 10 years old, I had an uncle in Haiti that was doing some ceramic work and sculptures, things of that nature. And I was always there watching the artist working. And I remember that I used to take a piece of clay and make a citadel, you know, the Citadel de la Ferrière, or make a statue of the Virgin Mary, things like this. And you know, it was the environment that allowed me, you know, to step in. But, of course, not everybody follows through. Some people are not are not interested. But it just so happened that once you are interested, creativity is something that comes in that offered by the environment. That's my opinion. Okay, now to answer directly to your question, yes, I started very young, but I never really pursued. I continued to in the sculpture, you know. And then a few years later, you know, my sister in New York would send me a kit of paintings or paint with those number things. I guess maybe she saw that I was inclined to be an artist, so she sent me that. So that was the first painting that I made with those numbers. I don't know if you remember those things. There's a cardboard and there's a number. So, you know, and that got me interested a little bit more. As I grew older, I moved to New York about 16, 17 years old, and then in high school, I was in the fine art class, fine art classes, because, again, I was showing more talent maybe than the other people. But so it's something that I had all along in me. My environment always offered me the opportunity, and I think that's the same for a lot of people, you know. Some people look at sport as their opportunity. Some people look at books, you know, they want to read more. They want to be an encyclopedia, and that's fine. Some people want to play the music. Some people want to be politics. You know, it's the environment. So if the environment offers you certain opportunity, if you're inclined for certain things, you follow through. I think so. That has to come from the person itself. So creativity is into everything. It's in writing, it's into everything, you know, in advertising, the term that we see every day, there is a lot of creativity around us. The big question would be, where do you focus? Where do you feel comfortable? Where do you feel happy, you know, in the creativity process? And that I think will make a big difference. So, you know, when I get to my 20s, I just stopped painting altogether. Went in the Air Force, you know, went into school. I wanted to be a stockbroker. I did all those things, you know, because that's what society was expecting from me, quote unquote, at the time. Okay. And I followed through and I found that I enjoyed myself doing this, but always I would take a camera, I would take pictures. I was always making some drawings on a piece of paper somewhere. So there is always that thing that was pulling me. So finally, I went to Haiti, as you know, with...
It does sound like you could not help it, huh? It just kind of bring you back to it again and again.
Every time. But the big thing I think that really happened is when I went down to Haiti, when I was working with the government of La Tortue, Gérard La Tortue, I was going all... It was something I wanted to do. I was all over the country. I had an opportunity to really to get to know the people, to get to know the country, the land, you know, the landscape, you know. So I had a camera in my hands, and that's why I was taking pictures, and I was just taking pictures. And at one point, I said to myself, one day I'm going to paint these pictures, because it's like, you know, I was very happy with the camera. I liked the result, but I felt that I had to put it on canvas. And then sure enough, in 2007, I decided not to do anything else. You know, there was some disappointment as far as my, you know, as far as what the work that I was doing, I didn't like the way it was going. So I said, I'm going to do something that I have control over over what I do myself.
Yeah.
And then I started to at this time full time, and to my big surprise, the paintings were coming out like crazy. So
and I felt just that waiting for you to get into that stage and to go ahead with the inspiration.
Exactly. And the feeling that I would get out of it, you know, and I guess it's like a scientist when he discovers something, he goes, wow, you know. And it was, that's the feeling that I had when I put two colors together and I see something come out, I say, wow, you know, those type of things. So it was. It's been a lot of fun, you know. I'm doing it, and I don't want to stop.
That's really good. Thank you for us, you know, because we are enjoying it.
You
express your creativity in many ways, in music, in art, in writing. I'm sure, right? It's not only the painting, but when you look at your kids, do you actually see them following your footsteps in the art form or the somehow expressing themselves?
Well, yes, in different ways. My son, more or less, is geared toward the public relations, is in the hospitality industry, is a people person. The music is a people. See, that's what I think. Like an artist to be a people person. An artist must be able to do things that bring a smile on somebody's face. You know, I remember there was a teacher in high school, for that matter, that said an artist can do a number of things. You can bring a smile on somebody's face, or they can make somebody very angry. It's true. But I think that, to me, the artist has to bring happiness, you know, to his environment. It has to be a reflection again of its immediate environment. If there is poverty, you may want to paint about poverty. It's not going to bring a smile on somebody's face, but you are the product of your environment. But if there is a chance for you to show poverty in a different light and, you know, make someone smile, I think it has more meaning. So my son, I think, he's got that that personality trait, if you want to call it, you know, as far as being a people person, he's always there for, you know, to bring a smile on people's face. On the other hand, my daughter, she's an artist, full speed. This one, she's an actress, she dances, she sings, she lives in L.A., she's been all over the world. I mean, in the world too, with most famous artists like Nicki Minaj and those Pitbull and all those people. So that's the environment. We provided the environment for them and they excelled in it. You know, some parents provide different type of environments for their kids and they excel in that field. I think it's critical the parent plays a role into the direction of the kids, not really telling, I want you to be a doctor tomorrow, but watch that kid, you know, see what they want and then support them as long as you know that what they are doing is the right thing to do. Because there is no reason that in Haiti, for example, that we have more artists per capita, I think, than any country in the world.
Yeah.
And where is that taking us? Not really far, because there isn't that support from the family and from the society that we live in. Because, my experience, if I go to the other islands, whether it's St. Martin or St. Paul or Dominican Republic, the art that I see in the streets are from Haiti. Somebody else is benefiting from it. Now, we're talking about the economics of it right now. Somebody else is benefiting from it. We are not enough. Why? Because for the past few years, I won't say it was like this forever, but for the past few years, the arts have taken the second or maybe the third or maybe the fifth seat in that bus that will take us to economic development. We're not giving the Haitian artists, whether it's a musician or a painter or a writer, and God knows how many writers we have in Haiti that are coming out with some tremendous books, but we don't have the support, the structure that will be the catalyst that will bring us to the next level.
Well, you sound like you are, like, you really sound like you think like me in this area, that it's very important for the parents, for the people around the child or the person who wants to be using their creativity, expressing themselves, to have that support system. Because the thing is, nobody is expressing themselves the same way. You know, people have different ways to actually express themselves and showing creativity, which the world needs creativity. We need that to actually for a lot of different things. So
Absolutely.
I'm so glad that you brought that up, because that's true. It's very important for the people around, whoever is, say, oh, I want to sing, or I want to dance, or I want to paint, or I want to do something that is in the art form, whatever, to have that support. I'm very glad that you brought that up. It was very important.
The support group, to me, is the key word. The support group is really key. I mean, this is so important. Because why does somebody want to support a child that wants to become a doctor? You will give that kid everything. But the kids, they look, I want to be an artist. And they said, you know, the artists are always hungry. Okay, so what? But that's what he wants. That is what he wants. Now, let's be honest, okay, about the whole thing. I, for example, I'd love to be able to sing, but I cannot sing. So one must realize their potential and also their limitations. This is very critical also. So I think a parent will know what the limitation of a child is, I think. You know, if they really care, if they really want to do things, they will know. So the idea is to open, it's like a palette of paints. You know, you open it up and let the child choose which direction that he would feel comfortable with, and then follow through with that, you know, give the support and everything. And then there is a joy in this as well, because there's something like seeing somebody blooming, you know. I mean, and it's when it's their own thing they are doing. Because I'm experiencing this with my children right now. It's like, you know, I'm not taking it personal, but it's a lot of fun watching them doing what they love to do. And and you, because of that, a couple of things happen. You develop good work ethics. You know, you learn to respect professionals around you because people are giving you the respect. So you tend to do the same also. So it has a social connotation to it. It has economic connotation. It has all those things that are important that make, in my opinion, that makes life worthwhile. You know, it's a good thing, Daniel.
Absolutely, because you know it's part of the well-being of the person. To be able to express themselves, to be able to do something that comes from them, that they see that not only they're happy of doing it, but they're making other people happy. So it's like being part of the society and actually contribute to the society, to the good will and good well-being of the society. So I'm so glad you expressed all that and you brought that up, because that's probably what I wanted to get. The information that I wanted to be out. So I really appreciate you coming. I know it's really short. We need to do this again, Carl.
I'm at your disposal then, whenever you want, you know. Whenever you want, just, you know, I'm a phone call away. I'm always there to support you, because from the day that I met you so many years, I won't say how many years because people will figure out our age, but remember the first time that I met you, you were very much involved into community development you've been making a difference, and I see you kept at it. You never gave up. I congratulate you for that, and I encourage you to keep up the effort. I'm always there to support whatever effort you have going on.
Thank you so much. You know, continue to do your work, you know, continue to do the wonderful painting that makes us smile, make us think, make us cry.
So,
thank you again. So we are at the end of our show, which is, you know, I'm really upset about that, because, you know, we should have more time. But next time, you know, that we have a chance to talk a little bit more, and we'll be able to bring some more of ourselves to the community. So thank you again, Carl, and you have a good night, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you. Good night, and it's been a pleasure. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes, you are listening to Transformation. We just spoke to Carl Gregg, who is our own resident celebrity artist who does so many wonderful paintings. And you need to check out his work. Go to his website, Carl Gregg. He has a website where you could go and check out his paintings. And so if you need to get in touch with us, call us, we'll connect you. And the phone number for us is 305-333-4862. And email us at haitianart@juno.com. So this is Danielle Romer with Transformation saying, à la prochaine.